Opinions on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle talk show about relationships. And I am the co-host, yes. And we also have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, with us.
Good evening.
Hi, everybody. So, we encourage you to call us and comment, ask questions, whatever you would like to do. Our number is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM on the radio. Or you can go to KCNR1460.com and listen to us. Hit the little live green button. You can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message all of us on Facebook at Ask L, Ron Lim, and Lenny Matthews. Now, our sponsor is on the line. Going to tell you a little bit about what they do at New Life Recovery Project. So, Tim, are you there?
I am.
Okay, can you tell
us? Hi, Tim.
Yeah, tell us briefly.
Hi, all.
What you do?
So, yeah, New Life Discovery Project, we're a new nonprofit, and we're hoping to launch on May 1st, actually be able to start offering programming and housing. We're offering housing, addiction counseling, helping people build skills to people in the community that have, you know, been disconnected because of addiction, homelessness, coming out of incarceration. You know, we're really there to help people kind of get their lives back on track and to change, you know.
Wonderful.
and to
something we really need,
make new connections in the community, reconnect with families, and hopefully find a path forward to find purpose and a positive life.
Great. And what is your number so that people can...
Yeah, how can people reach you?
Get hold of you?
I actually remember it this time.
Okay.
It's 530-999-8345.
999-8...
Yeah. Can you repeat that number, Tim?
Yeah. 530-999-8345.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You for sponsoring us.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye. Okay.
Okay, here we are.
How's our sponsor?
Music.
That was Tim, our sponsor. And, yeah, very good
New
cause.
Life Discovery Project.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, last week we talked about, what did we talk about last week?
Well, last week we talked about, the topic was, why can't you detach from something that you're attached
okay.
to?
And
what is it that's preventing you from detaching? And we took kind of a new little twist on it.
And we didn't get to finish, so
we're continuing on tonight.
That.
Yeah, with that topic, kind of going a little bit that we're working with the same concept, and we approached the not being able to detach, not from a place of having some kind of moral ineptitude, but because that attachment is actually serving a purpose. And the question is not, why can't I detach? But the question is, what is the attachment solving for me? What's it doing for me? And so we're kind of going down that same road tonight. And I'm going to, we're going to take a look at not what's wrong. We're going to slide into addiction, appropriate for what our sponsor is tonight. And so instead of taking a look at addiction as the problem, we're going to take a look at addiction is the solution. For those of us who are struggling with something that is compulsive behavior, repetitive behavior, it's invasive into our lives. It can be gambling, it can be shopping, it can be computers, it can be playing games, it can be anything that becomes a behavior that you don't want to stop. Not what's wrong with the behavior, but what's right about this behavior. What's it doing for you? What problem is it solving? So we're gonna talk about that answer to that later in the show, and I'm gonna launch in now to a story about a young man who is incarcerated. He's actually not young anymore, but he's been incarcerated for a long time. But he writes in, and he writes not to our show, but he writes into another show, and he had joined a gang. He became addicted to alcohol and drugs at 12 years old.
Wow.
In and out of detention centers, in and out of juvenile hall, and then at 19, he goes to prison where he's been for 24 years now. So there's this, I posted it on my Facebook page too. It's called the ACE score. And the ACE score is a tally of different types of abuse, neglect, trauma, and other adverse childhood experiences that would create trauma. So a higher score on the ACE tally would mean that it would indicate higher risks for potentially being substance abuse, having substance use disorder, or having health problems later on in life. So this boy that goes into prison at 19 years old, has been in there now 24 years, he gets a 10 on the ACE score. So he's high. Every question that's on, and there's a link in my Facebook page if you guys want to know what it is and want to take the ACE score. So he writes in and he asks, why is it that some of us who have these high scores, these high ACE scores, end up becoming addicts and end up in prison? Yet other people in his family who were subject to the same experiences, had the same number on the ACE score, did not go down the road of addiction, did not go down incarceration in gangs like he did. And so he's asking, you know, what is it that made him end up in gangs or in prison, and why him and not them?
Yeah,
and, you know, I love Gabor Mate. I get a lot of my resources from him. And Gabor Mate addresses this issue by saying that there's basically two answers for this. And one is that for each of us, trauma isn't necessarily what happened to you, but it's what happens inside of you. So trauma is a result of what happens inside of us as a result of the trauma. So people can have the same external experiences, but respond differently. Mm-hmm. And what he brings up, what Gabor Mate brings up is this kind of depends on two things, and one in large part depends on your level of sensitivity. So the more sensitive you are, the more sensitive you're born, the more sensitive you came into this world with, the more you feel. So that when bad things happen to you, if you're super sensitive, and sensitive, the origin of the word sensitive means to feel, senses, you're going to, if you're a super sensitive person, you're going to hurt that much more. So you have that much more of a need to escape from the pain and into addictions. And for boys, a lot of times it's violence and all kinds of other behaviors. So it's kind of like this, like you could reach over and tap my shoulder right now, Lenny, and it would not bother me. It wouldn't be problematic for me. But if I had wounded my shoulder, hit my shoulder, and it was injured, and you reached over and tapped my shoulder, then that wound would suddenly become excruciating. And so it is with those of us or are more sensitive. And some of us just are more sensitive. And so we feel the pain. We feel that pain. Studies, there's a lot of studies that show that a lot of people in the prison, some of the most sensitive people on the planet are people that are in prison.
Interesting.
And you would think that would be the opposite.
Well, and we'll talk a little bit about
okay,
that.
Okay, great.
So
time for a break.
Okay, great.
Good
thank
break
you.
Here for a second.
Time I think of you, I always catch my celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle talk show at KCNR. And I'm the co-host here with Ask Elle. And we have our co-host with the
Ta-da.
Host. Our co-host with the host, Lenny Matthews.
Hi there.
Ta-da. Drum roll.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum.
Well deserved.
Well, yeah.
She's pretty
Welcome
amazing.
Welcome back, everybody. We would like you to call in with questions, comments, anything, topics you want to talk about at 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at kcnr1460.com. Hit the little green live button. Or if you like, you can text us at Ask Elle's number is
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any three of us on Facebook, Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Our sponsor is New Life Discovery Project, headed up by Tim. And he's...
We have him on the line.
He's on the line, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what they do. Tim?
Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
You're pretty fast.
Yeah.
So tell us about New Life.
You know, well, New Life is a whole life approach to life challenges for, you know, and we are really designed to help people who are disconnected from community because of addiction, homelessness, coming back in from reincarnation or incarceration. And, we offer housing, program counseling, life coaching, and, job readiness programs to help people get back into the workforce, career development. And then, we're kind of nuts to bolts. You know, we take them from the beginning of that process and then hopefully help them find a career path and a job they can live on when they get out. So that's kind of what we do.
And now how do people get a hold of you? That are listening.
530, they can call us at 530-999-8345.
Okay, and say it one more time.
530-999-8345.
All right. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. So Where did you leave off, Elle?
Well, I left off at, and if you're just joining us, we started the show continuing from last week, and we're just talking about taking a new perspective with addiction, which is looking at it as, with compassionate inquiry, as not, the addiction isn't the problem. The addiction's trying to solve a problem, and asking with compassion, what's the problem the addiction's trying to solve? And so we were talking, this young man wanted to know why some people can go through the same crisis as another person and yet turn to drugs, turn to violence, get into gangs. And so we were covering that and just talking about how statistics show that the, you know, the prisons are filled with people that score very high on the sensitivity scales. I don't know how they measure that, but they have ways of testing subjects for that. And the more sensitive a person is, then the more they hurt, the more they feel the pain. And the more that they hurt, the more that they need to escape pain. So that's one reason why someone's going to go through a crisis right next to somebody else in the same crisis and maybe have to manage that pain at a higher level than somebody else. Liam.
Yeah, I'm going to chime in.
Yeah.
People, it's not taught, like, healthy coping strategies. Like, that's something that's not taught. And, I mean, and this is so overview, but, I mean, I think that that's one of the many facets of this problem. But if we were to take kids and, like, put them in front of art and music and athletics, and, like, really, like, prioritized, like, teaching our kids to figure out, like, what they like to cope, that would be part of the solution.
I agree. It's in a way, and it's a way of discharging that energy that's trapped in.
I was going to say stress releaser.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Liam. Liam is our producer, and he's just a wonderful part of this program. Anytime he weighs in, it's always profound. And he's only 19, so he's phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
Old soul.
Yeah. So the other thing that can happen to a person, their sensitivity, and then another thing that can happen is if there's even one individual around that child as they're developing through their crisis that can somehow hold them or connect with them, or here's the big one, value them and accept them, that wound isn't going to be as deep. So it just takes one person, one adult, to connect to that child, because in that connection, that child feels safe. They're not going to own the responsibility of trying to solve this problem. They can't. It's overwhelming them. It's too big. They shut down.
So this particular person didn't have that.
Well, it's either or, you know, or both. You know, maybe the person that wrote in was sensitive and didn't have just one person that they could go to that the impact could be less devastating. And if you think about it, even as adults, think about us. How do we feel when we don't feel understood? You want to communicate something to someone and the other person just doesn't get it. You know, think about how frustrating that is for us as adults. So for children, being understood and being seen is as much of a need as food and shelter. This is Gabor Mate said this. Being understood to a child and being seen is as much of a need as food and shelter. And I'm going to say that this is an area at times with my kids I failed at. You know, managing the crisis around the addiction issues that were in our home, not me personally, but I had my part in it. The kids suffered. Kids were exposed to a lot. So for healthy development, you need a sense of being understood and you need a sense of being received. And if you don't have that, then there's brutal pain and fear and lack of safety. So what happens then is you learn to shut yourself down. So we have this deep need to connect, and if there's no nurturing adults with whom the child can connect, then what they'll do is they'll end up connecting with a peer group. And then you have a peer group that is often marginalized, troubled kids, and they're leading each other in the wrong direction.
So like a gang.
Yeah.
Okay.
So without the connection, I mean, think about it, without connection, a baby is not going to survive.
Right.
I mean, if you think about ducks, and here's a point that I want to bring up that I thought was pretty remarkable, is that, and this is why just one person can make a difference, is
Okay, so let me finish this thought.
Yeah. So in the case of ducks, when they see their mother, what do? When they're born, they see their mother, they do what? It's called imprinting, right? So they look at that person, and they're like, that's my protector, that's my nurturer. But if the mother duck dies, what do they imprint on? Anything. Because attachment's transferable, and that's why it's just one caring adult can connect to that child. That attachment that's so important can be transferable. You know, mom and dad could die. If there are no healthy adults to connect to, then the child has to connect to somebody or something, so they'll connect to a peer group. And in a gang, there is a sense of belonging.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to pause here because we have a caller, Michael, and I have a feeling I know who this Michael is. Faithful listener?
Michael? Hello, Michael.
Faithful listener.
Yeah.
Ah, hello.
Hi, Michael.
Welcome back.
Hello. How's it going, everyone?
Good.
Good.
Do you have a question or a comment or something?
Comment. I'm just tuning in, so I don't know if this was already talked about, but you guys were just talking about things that kids need when they're going through something. And you were talking about understanding and being seen. And I think something else that's very important is they need to be believed.
I like that. Trust.
Yeah, I went through childhood trauma, and I told a parental figure and was not believed. And that did probably as much.
So you were
trauma.
Dismissed. You were dismissed.
Yes.
And that dismissal creates disconnection. And no, you no longer feel safe because you're going to go to with that trauma.
Exactly.
I love that you brought that up, Michael. And thank you so much. And I always love it when you call in.
You're very welcome.
Team Michael, you too. Bye-bye. So, you know, just piggybacking on there, there's a sense of protection that we all need. I mean, really, he called in just at the right time. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of purpose and belonging that we all need. And so the gang will provide that. It's because the healthy, nurturing adult attachments are missing from a child's life. So this boy is, this man is questioning, why did I go down this road? Why did I choose a gang? He maybe didn't have those connections. So especially under conditions of poverty, where there's oftentimes a lot that goes with poverty, a lot of times there's addiction issues, there's violence, there's abuse, there's very poor prospects in life. And think about how it looks to be able to earn that money. They can quickly generate money through drugs, through violence. That can be almost an irresistible pull for a young kid.
Or they could be lucky enough to fall into a group of good kids.
Right. And I'm going to say, maybe I'll share a little bit of my own personal story. I did not feel growing up like I had anybody to connect to. I did not feel like there was a safe place for me to connect. But I was raised at the beach. What was safe for me was getting on my bicycle, going to the beach, and connecting with my friends. And I was fortunate enough to have friends, you know, interested in surfing and volleyball and sports and boating. So for me, I was able to connect to things that were highly rewarding and satisfying. And then I had a really good friend. She'd take me to church with her. So that early influence, I didn't go because of the church. I went because of the connection. I felt connected. I felt like I had a place that was happy. It felt good. So, okay, we'll be back.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back,
not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis.
Hello, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim.
It's a new song. I didn't know when to commit.
Oh, new song.
I love it.
Yay. Liam
love
always
the
picks
song,
good
Liam,
music.
But I was mesmerized with the music for a minute.
I could listen to his music all night.
I forgot
we were back on.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle show. That was Elle that said hi a minute ago. And we also have our co-host with the most with us tonight, Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
Say hi. If you would like to call in, we would like you to call in with questions, even answers, if you got answers. Call us at 530-605-4567. Or come to KCNR1460.com, and you can just hit the live green listen button. Or you can even go to the radio, if you have one, 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. Or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any of the three of us on Facebook at Ask L, Ron Lim, Lenny Matthews. And on the phone, we have Tim from our sponsor, New Life Discovery Project.
New Life Discovery Project.
Tim, you are there?
I am here.
Oh, good. Tell us real quick about New Life.
Yeah.
So, you know, real quick, I'm just going to, instead of telling you everything that we do in services, I think one of the things that really distinguishes us is about your topic tonight, and that is that we don't view addiction as a problem that we need to fix you over. Instead, we really approach it from the standpoint that we want to help you figure out what you're getting out of it and why you are doing it, and to help you solve those problems in a more healthy and life-affirming way. And in an environment of compassion, empathy, where you're respected, where you have dignity, and where you are seen and heard.
Perfect.
And to Michael's point, where you're believed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that's just what we need.
So how can people reach you, Tim? People that are just tuning in.
They can reach us at 530-999-8345. And again, that's 530-999-8345.
All right. Thank you again,
Thank
Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, all right, we're back.
Yeah.
And where were we?
Well, we're at addiction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, we're just talking about, I'm going to reiterate what Tim just said, and that is that we're really taking a new perspective on addiction. I don't know that it's new, but we want to draw attention to addiction from a different lens, and that is to look at it as You don't have a moral issue. You're not weak. There's nothing wrong with you in the sense that you're using something to help the pain. So we're saying that addiction isn't the problem. It's a solution to a problem. So we ask, what's the problem you're trying to solve? And so that's what we're talking about tonight. But we were sharing a story about a man who was started down the road of delinquency at a very young age. And he was wondering why he went through the same trauma as some other family members went through, but he ended up on drugs, incarcerated. So we were covering some of those reasons, and one of those being that maybe you're a highly sensitive person is going to feel more pain and is going to have a greater need to numb that pain. And then the other reason is if you don't have a sense of connection, a sense of safety, you don't have just one adult that can hear you, listen to you, connect to you,
believe
in you, as Michael brought up, great point. Then you're going to look for that connection. So when a child is neglected, abandoned, abused, what is the message that child gets? The child gets the message that the world's a dangerous place, so I have to hide myself. And I'm bringing these points up because these are the problems that the addiction is solving. The child either has to hide themselves or a lot of times has to be aggressive. The child gets the message that he or she's worthless. So because the child takes on the pain and thinks that, okay, if I was worth something, the adult wouldn't behave this way to me. If I had value, it's got to be because I'm worthless. So they take on, the child develops a sense of shame about who they are. Another message in that is that relationships can't be trusted. And so the person begins then a pattern of entering into confusing relationships later on. I mean, it's an ongoing lesson. I'm still learning that lesson at times. It's an ongoing process. We go through these, I like to look at our failures, but they're opportunities for us to learn who we are and who we aren't and keep growing.
Life is a never-ending
experience. But you're learning if you're open, and you're learning. So later on, another message that can be that maybe the child picks up is that I have to work very hard to make things better. They're in this relation. They're in these dynamics that they've got to work and be nice for everybody. That's how they keep things calm. That's how they don't get abused. That's if they just keep everything nice for everybody so I won't get hurt. More often that's girls than boys. Boys will get the message that I need to be aggressive to survive. These are the behaviors that we often look at people, that are separate from us. We look at people and then we begin to judge them because we judge them quickly because we look at them and they're out there and they're exhibiting these behaviors and it's easy for us to, something's wrong with them. So if we're able to look with compassion, that these are behaviors that the person developed as a way of protecting themselves. And so people are walking around with these behaviors more and more all the time because more and more all the time we are becoming a society that's breaking down. Yeah. The nucleus of support is deteriorating. So I've said it already, but I'm going to say it again because it's in my notes. The more hurt you are, the more likely you are to go in the wrong direction. And the more sensitive you are, the more hurt you are and the more hurt you're going to be. So, that condemnation, that judging of other people, seeing them as others, It's a lot easier to look at others and judge others than to take a look at ourselves and see what we've got. Because maybe all of us on some level can say there's some behavior that I had a difficult time putting down because it satisfied something I was suffering from. Being on the cell phone all the time, I am guilty of that one. I don't want to sometimes just feel that empty space of nothing's happening right now. So pick up the phone and I'll, I mean, right now I'm kind of busy, so I'm not really feeling an empty space. But, you know, I'll pick up the phone and roll through it or, you know, find something so that I'm not bored. Mm-hmm. It can be simple like that. It can be shopping. It can be gambling. Can be sex, pornography, can be...
Eating,
yes. Dating.
Eating too much?
Or not enough.
Yeah, or not eating enough. Yeah, that is a... That, I'm going to say, the whole issue with eating disorders. There's a couple things going on there. There's a... lack of control, so you want to be in control, and it's rage against yourself. There's rage against yourself, and then also just a desire not to have to grow up. What's going on with that? Since you brought up eating, I'll diverge on that.
Okay. It's interesting.
So addiction, you know, it's showing up as the solution. So if we ask the question, and I'm repeating this a lot, but I don't know who's coming in and hearing this, just now tuning in. Addiction shows up a lot, and we need to ask, rather than what's wrong with it, what is the addiction giving you? What is the behavior? I'm going to stop calling it addiction. I'm going to call it compulsive behavior, repetitive behavior, behavior that you can't stop. That it's giving you that dopamine spike, so it's a shot in the arm, it's a boost, it's giving you something. What is it giving you? And if you ask people, what is your addiction giving you? They will say things like, it numbs me, I need to be numb. People do need to be numb. Think about what happens when we're going to the dentist. We don't want to be in pain. We get numbed up. And so people are feeling this pain. It numbs them. They'll say, I've heard this. It makes them feel connected. There's a sense of connection about it. Go out to a bar. You drink. You're with your buddies. You go gambling. You're around people. You're not alone. You go shopping. There's this high you get from it. I mean, I know people that will do drugs in isolation, but also then what happens is the drug becomes the best friend.
Uh-huh.
It's that source of comfort. It's there for you. It's relieving your problem. It's numbing you to your pain. It relieves stress. It makes people feel powerful. And if you think about these things on a normal human level, feeling stress-free, feeling powerful, feeling in control, feeling connected, what are these? These are states that we all want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
We all need these states.
Absolutely.
So, you know, this is showing us that addiction is not the primary problem. There's something that it's giving you. If you have the problem of emotional pain or stress that you can't handle, you have the problem of being alone. You have the problem of powerlessness. You have the problem of lack of connection, like I just said. These things are evidence of trauma. So when you're feeling these things, they're evidence that there's been some kind of trauma. So addiction comes along and it gives you the things that every human being wants to feel. So that's why I really want to, you know, encourage us to change our conversation and begin to look through the lens of if you're engaging in a redundant, compulsive, repetitive behavior rather than looking at yourself like, oh, I hate myself. There's something wrong with me. I'm so stupid. I'm so weak. I'm a piece of whatever. I'm a loser. you know, begin to say, now, what's it solving? Okay, we'll be back after the break. Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hello, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle show. We have also here with us in the studio tonight, Lenny Matthews, our co-host with the most. Say hi.
Thank you so much, and hello.
I love the way she does that. So, we are looking for people to call in and share things with us. Call 530-605-4567. Or you can go to KCNR1460.com and listen in on us. And if you have radio, go to 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Facebook at Ask L, Ron Lim, and Lenny Matthews. And we're going to have our sponsor actually come on the line and tell us a little bit about what they do. New Life Discovery Project. Tim?
I'm here.
Ah!
So New Life Discovery Project is a whole life solution for people that are, you know, disconnected from community and family, and we help them rebuild the relationships and discover life-affirming ways to change their life and to find new purpose. And we offer, you know, everything from housing to, you know, counseling, education, and to help people with developing job skills and, you know, a career path. So we kind of take a whole life and not just try to fix one problem, but give them a lifetime solution.
That's awesome. That's a great thing. So would you, like, call yourself a rehab recovery kind of a project? Or, I mean, you have other words for it to describe it?
You know, that's a major part of what we do because, you know, people who find themselves either homeless or coming out of prison or, you know, oftentimes have, you know, addictions. They, sometimes have other, co-occurring disorders, depression, anxiety, other things that are driving, you know, maybe driving or contributing to it. So, you know, I like to just say we're more than just a recovery program.
That's what
and
I want
we're not just there to help people who have addictions. We're there to help people who need support.
Above and beyond that. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Tim. So, number?
Yeah. Give us your number.
Oh, that's right. 530-999-8345. And
all right.
Again, that's 530-999-8345.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you so
much.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay, we're back, and we have one more session here.
Yeah, one more short little session. Yeah, so what we've been talking about is addiction and looking at addiction through a new lens, and a lens that if you have compassionate curiosity, you can ask yourself and others, begin to look at yourself and others as there's nothing wrong with me necessarily because of the addiction. What is the addiction serving? What's the purpose the addiction is serving? Yeah. So what's right about it? Not what's wrong with you because you have this addiction, but what's right about it? What is it doing for you? What is it giving you? And so we talked about just before we took the break, and I'm just going to repeat it really quick for those that are just tuning in. We talked about that, if you ask people this question, what is it doing for you? Then, it numbs you, it connects you, it gives you a sense of peace, it takes the stress away, soothes the pain, makes you feel powerful. So, you know, we were just getting into that these are states that we all want to feel. It's states that we all need. It shows you that it's a problem of emotional pain or stress that you can't handle. So you have the problem of being alone, and we mentioned a few of those problems. And so, of course, it goes without saying that having an addiction to solving these problems creates many more problems. We know that. It is going to create. The problems that you're trying to solve, the addiction is going to actually make you suffer more. We know that. Even those of us who are struggling with addiction issues. Eckhart Tolle says addiction begins in pain and ends in pain. So the pain that it's trying to solve, the problem it's trying to solve, it does create more pain. I don't want to leave that part out, but just trying to look at it more with a compassionate view. So instead of punishing people and judging people, we need to say, how can we help you?
Yeah. Compassion.
How can we help you? Yeah. Where's your pain?
Caring.
Where's your pain?
Right.
Why is the pain there? Where did the pain come from? How did you get the pain? How can we help you get back to a human connection with yourself? The essence of trauma, we talked about that for kids, the sense of being disconnected. The essence of trauma is disconnection from your true self. So why did you disconnect? For a small child, it's too painful. Why do you disconnect from the pain? Well, you can't endure it. So what you do is you disconnect. Children disconnect, but you're also disconnecting from love, joy, clarity, wisdom, your own gut feelings. So the process of healing in addiction is called recovery. So you're needing to recover something. What is it you're needing to find again? What do you find? You find yourself. So your true self is there. It's always there. We lose contact with it. So, questions?
Yeah, Lenny had a question, I think.
I have a couple.
Okay.
And I kind of have gone through this and seen this with people, but I want to bring it to your attention just for confirmation and then maybe share it with our audience. And that is, addiction is a temporary band-aid, a temporary satisfaction, a temporary feel-good until you come down and you need that next fix. And in between not feeling good with whatever you're addicted to. Mm-hmm. That's that dead zone where mm-hmm. you're feeling the pain again.
Yeah.
Of the very reason that you started to self-medicate, if you will.
Yeah.
So my feeling has always been there is a reason that people become addicts. So if there is, and I've always had the compassion, what do they do? I believe that everyone that has an addiction needs counseling,
mm-hmm.
therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Find out why you're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you would recommend to almost each and every one that struggles with that?
I would, and there's lots of sources out there. There's lots of different types of counselors available out there. Of course, you can go to an addiction specialist, but if you begin to backwards engineer the problem, okay, you have an addiction. What is your addiction trying to solve? Well, it's trying to solve loneliness. Okay, where does that feeling of loneliness that's so overwhelming that it's creating unbearable stress for you? What happened that made you feel lonely? Well, when I was a kid, and you begin to tell the story, mm-hmm. and then you begin to see, you unveil a story of trauma. So you begin to backwards engineer this process to where you can begin to get to the core issues.
Right.
And then if I'm working with somebody, then I try to reconstruct the belief system by challenging their belief system. I'm worthless. The thread that runs through most mental issues that we are battling is, I'm not enough.
Right.
I'm not enough. So
I'm not worthy.
I'm not worthy. So then who told you you're not worthy? I don't know. What's your earliest memory of not feeling like you're worthy? Some people will go into hypnosis. Now listen, under hypnosis, you don't reveal things you don't want to reveal. You're still present and involved, but you're relaxed. So you may go, oh, I remember this time that happened. And so something comes up and then you begin to connect the dots and you begin to give that person knowledge.
Right.
And understanding is power. So peeling back those layers is necessary. And working with somebody that can help you do that, that you feel is not going to judge you, have compassion, find, if you have to try out different therapists, try out different therapists.
Absolutely. You have to connect.
You have to find one that you initially know that you feel safe with.
Yeah.
Non-judged, compassionate, is going to look at any ugly thing you have to say and go, okay, let's right. take a look at that. And, you know, typically what I ask people when they come in, I ask them, what's the biggest challenge you're facing right now? What would you like to get out of us working together today? That's a really revealing question. And primary people I've been working with for the last year have been people that are struggling with some sort of addiction issue. And, you know, so you just have to find that person that you feel very safe with and very comfortable with.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of therapy for abandonment issues and lots of other things. And the more I understood where the trauma came from and when it happened, the less guilt and shame I had as a person.
Mm-hmm.
The less I felt like I was a bad Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understood where it came from. It wasn't just
not you.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so the less guilt and shame, the better you feel. Because when it comes down to it, it's self-love that we're talking about, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And some people have a hard time with that concept of self-love. And so I say, okay, then let's look at it as it's the absence of being critical with yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for joining us.
Come back next week for another fun.
Yep.
Have a good night.
Night.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.